Hope you can pray.
Our family is royal. Absolutely.
And that was a good question, Brother Terry asked. Today, where are you at with God?
Yeah.
How do you stand with God? If he should come today, how would the case be with you? That's what always troubled me, Brother John, before he saved this soul. And I want to tell you this morning, and he asked a question, where is God with you today, and how does he stand? My friends, this morning I want to tell you, from my heart, he stands number one. He stands number one right here, Brother Junior Ruggles. He knows all about it. He knows what I'm telling you. This morning he stands number one with me. And I want to tell you folks today, if you don't have him, he'll have to become number one before you ever get him.
Before you get him. That's
right. Is that right or wrong?
He won't take second fiddle.
He has to stand number one. He became first and foremost in my life a long time ago. A long time ago, he became first and foremost in my life. He had to be saved. Because he won't come in. He come to the point in my life that's all mattered to me when I'd get up in the morning. Brother John, it got that serious and that way. That I wanted him more than anything else in this whole wide world. Today, I want to tell you, if the Lord will bless me just for a few moments, that when he comes your way, you'll be so great happy. As the book says, you'll be oh so happy. Today, he's up with you. I well remember. That was the day of all days, Sister Shelby, when he come right down in my barn rock.
Yeah.
Right there and saved my soul. In an instant, when I got in the right condition, when my heart got the foot of the cross, he was there in an instant. When I said, Lord, I've done all I know how to do. As brother, I told Brother John, Brother Terry said you had to spend it all. And I said you have to run out of goods. And that morning I run out of goods. My friends, I run out of goods. Didn't have nothing else to offer him except me. Lord, here I am. Take this life if you must. But just give me a home in heaven. That was my cry down there that morning. That he'd save my ever dying soul, Sister Shelby. And I hope today, if you don't have him, I hope he becomes your number one priority. And I hope that you get down there and dig deep. My friends, I plowed deep, Sister Shelby. I got right down to the bottom. Oh, this evening, folks, this is not a plaything. He knows all about you, I assure you. Yes, he knows more about me than I know myself. But by his marvelous grace that morning, he helped me get him upon the altar, Brother John. But I want to tell you, this man right here was the last thing to go. I want you to know that he was the last thing I give up. Oh, and he's made me oh so happy. You'll be oh so happy the day he sups with you. And I'll tell you another thing, you'll never forget it. No, as long as your mind is, you can go to the spot. I can tell you, brother stepped within two steps of where he saved my soul. And I think about it often when I go down through there, Brother Junior. I think about it often, because there at that spot, Brother Paul, I laid her all down that morning hour, and he brought life. Yes, and raised me from a dead state to lively hope in Christ Jesus the Lord. He sure did, and he made it all a brand new right there. Yes, all old things were passed away, and behold, all things become new. And they've been new ever since, Brother Brian. And every time I hear from heaven, it's newer again. It ain't the same old stuff. It ain't the same old thing. But it's new every time and uplifting. Yes, this evening, you can get saved. If you want to have home in heaven bad enough, if you call on him, seek him while he is near. Seek, call on him while he is near. Seek him while he may be found. And the book says that it takes all your strength, mind. You must love him with all your strength, mind, soul, and body. He don't leave nothing out. Tell me what else is left. That's all he is left. And he said, if you love me then, you will keep my commandments. I didn't have to learn to love him. I was born with it when he brought it to me. I didn't have to learn to love you all. But he brought everybody with him. I tell him, he brought everybody with him that morning, Brother Fred. When he come in and took up his abode, he surely did. And made me a brand new creature. And I love to rejoice when he blesses me. I love it. I love it. I can eat all day, sister. I had a great Sunday last week.
I guarantee it.
I had a great day. He blessed me from top to bottom. And I could have preached a dozen times that day. That's the only time you can preach. And I like to hold on because that's the only time you can preach.
That's right, Brother John.
It's when the Spirit, it's when he's blessing you to do so. Other times it's this word if there ain't no Spirit. No, nothing for it. So you got to. That's why you got to work while he's bidding you to come. You got to work while the drawing powers are, while he's bidding you to come. He said, no man can come to me except my Father who sent me. Draw him. There has to be a drawing power. And he said he'll draw all men.
All men.
He didn't leave no soul out. If he ain't visited you yet, he'll be there. They won't want to go out of this world with that and be able to say, Lord, I didn't know.
They ain't got no excuse.
They won't have no excuse, Brother Terry.
None.
Lord, I didn't know.
Yeah, you did.
He said, time and change have happened to them all. And they have all heard.
Yes, sir.
They have all heard. Is that what it says?
Say.
As Brother Terry said, I didn't write it, but it's there.
It's there.
I didn't write it, but it's there. They have all heard. And they'll have all known me from the least to the greatest. To the greatest. That's plumb into the White House, ain't it?
It's beyond that, too.
But the White House didn't have nothing to what I had last Sunday. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey,
there ain't nothing here that I'm holding on to in this world. Not one thing. Not one thing. But my treasures is on high, laid up in heaven for a moth, where nobody can't get there and can't cheat me out of them. What about that? What a Savior is. In the world, they'll thump you and beat you out of everything and lie to you. But they can't get mine, for they're laid up in heaven. He said, where moths and thieves can't get there, brother. They can't get it. And he that climbeth above some other way is a thing, a thief and a robber.
Thief and robber
ain't going to get there, are they, brother? They're not going to make it, folks. So get a hold of Jesus while he's near. Call on him while he's near, while he's there, before it's everlasting, too late. Because he come and paid the price that you and I could live and have life and have it more abundantly. You must repent this side of the tomb, because as death finds you, so shall the resurrection. So shall the resurrection. And that's the way it is. This is just a get-ready place. Never was. That's what it was from the beginning, just a get-ready place.
Oh, they're getting ready always.
That's all it was. Just a temporary place.
Oh, they're getting ready for Christ to come
all the way. All the way they was looking for, getting ready for Christ. And it's the same way today. For over 2,000 years, it was all fixed. The way was there. Before there ever was a sinner, there was a Savior.
Yeah.
Think about it. Before there ever was a sinner, there was a Savior.
That's exactly right.
The way was already there. Before there ever was, before you ever was, there was a Savior. Very first thing, there was a Savior. What about it? Can't comprehend this man. He's big. Ain't no way. Can't do it. My mind's too puny. Can't do it. But I know that everything will be all right when they get there. I ain't looking to think, well, I'll be satisfied or not. I've already received it right here. I know it'll be great. I just know I got to have a change to be able to handle it.
And just be continuous.
And just be better all the time. It had to be a change before it could handle it. Or you couldn't receive it. And the book says that I've already been made a partaker, already tasted of the powers of the world to come. Does it not say that?
Amen.
Already tasted of. Uh-huh. Already been made a partaker.
Oh, that's right.
There you go.
And tasted of the powers of the world to come. Tell me we don't know something about it. I've been there for you. Tell me about it. And when you get it like I did last Sunday, you just get renewed and get more and more and more. Makes you more anxious to want to go. I thought, Lord, if it's this good here, I don't know how I'll ever stand it. It'd be so good. And bless His sweet name. I can shout all I want to then up there. Won't be out of order nowhere. Won't be out of order nowhere.
Everybody
can do. Have a glorious time. He saved my soul. How great He is. And I'm not ashamed to tell the world that He saved my soul. That He made me a free man in Christ Jesus the Lord. That's the way I felt down there that morning. When the walls and everything fell down, brother. Felt like a bird had been turned loose to the million worlds.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like. Never did feel like that in here before as I did that morning. When she all left.
Praise the Lord.
How could such a great thing happen? Nobody not know nothing about it.
Beats
I say.
That little does. She found something
like I say. And I didn't have to go ask Lonnie Gregory if I was a fit subject. But I went home and told him the great things the Lord done. I never made no speech. Just a few words. The Lord has saved my soul. That's all I could get out probably. That was enough. That was enough. The Lord has saved my soul. And I wanted to put on Christ. Down there in that barnyard that morning, I became ready to go be baptized in just a few minutes. I wanted to show the world that I put on Jesus. And you can't never show them till you go to the water, Brother Terry. They'll never believe that you've been saved till you go under the water. That's a fact. They'll never know the difference, will they?
They won't believe you.
Won't believe your testimony. But they didn't have to beg me to go. I told them I was ready. I had to wait 3 weeks, and I thought that time would never come. I was anxious to get there. I wasn't going to wait on nobody or nobody. Of course, she was already ahead of me. But if she hadn't been, I still would have been ready to go. I love Him with everything.
Amen.
He's my all in all.
Amen.
And if He calls tonight or today before I get home, if He takes me out, I'll be with Him in glory. I'm ready to go on across. My ticket's paid for, sealed by His blood. Just an old, near nothing, bound for glory. Come down to the lowest of the lowest when He got me and saved my soul, Brother Terry. made me a brand new creature. And I feel like I've got just as much as anybody else.
Amen.
Fit subject for heaven.
Amen.
Got just as much. Might not be ordained, but I'm ordained from God.
Absolutely.
That's all that matters to me.
Right.
That's all that matters to me. There's a blessing from heaven to be in the Spirit with His sweet blessing. That's what I'm after. And that's all I'm after.
That's been proven.
That's all I'm after. He called me, and I've tried to do the best I can with His help. And that's all that matters to me, Brother Harvey.
That's all I care about.
That's all I care about.
Amen.
They can't take Him away from me. They can't make me quit because they didn't call me.
Preach to the cornfield.
It's all in His hands, brother, the way I look at it. It's all in His hands.
Right, Brother John.